I am Silda De Silva, in service advisor, Hambantota Zone. Today, I am going to do a very important lesson for grade 11 students. Today's lesson is very important to you because you can find a question like this in your first paper of the GCE O-level examination. It is a question of 5 marks. So today, I am going to discuss about writing notes. Do we have to write notes in our day-to-day life? Yes, we have to. I am sure that you have written notes in school. Okay, children. Before writing, we will discuss some important points on writing notes. Okay. Why do we write notes? Yes, your guessing is correct. We write notes to give a message, to inquire about something, or about a person, and sometimes we write notes to accept or deny suggestions. And a note can be a request or an invitation. Now you can see the different purposes of writing notes, isn't it? Are the notes formal or informal? Okay, they are informal. We write notes for personal purposes. That means we write notes for our close persons. For an example, we write notes for our parents, friends, class teachers, and relations. Do we write long sentences with more details? No, we don't write long sentences or more details. But dear children, we must include necessary details you are asked for when writing notes. Do you write a heading there? No, my dear children, we do not write a heading. But we can use abbreviations to some extent. Now I think you have recalled the things about notes. Yes, children, now please look at the task sheet. Activity 1. Can you see a note there? Okay. Let's read the note together. 27th of March 2021. Teacher, I am very sorry. Today, I'll be unable to come to school as I need to meet the dentist. Shalika. Let's read it again. 27th of March 2021. Teacher, I'm very sorry. Today, I'll be unable to come to school as I need to meet the dentist. Shalika. Dear children, There are four questions that you have to answer. Shall we try to answer the questions? Okay. Question number one. When is the date? Yes. 27th March 2021. Number two. Who is the receiver? Good. The answer is teacher. Question number three. What is the message? I'm very sorry. Today I'll be unable to come to school as I need to meet the dentist. So she says, she is very sorry and she'll be unable to come to school. Why? Because she needs to meet the dentist. Okay. Question number four. Who is the sender? Yes. Shalika. Now children, let's move on to the next activity. Activity 2. In your worksheet. Are you ready? What are you going to do there? Yes, you have to name the parts of the note. The words are given in the brackets. Shall we read the words? Okay. Sender's name, date, receiver, message. Now shall we write them in the correct place? Okay, children. What do we write on the top of the right corner? Yes. You are right. Date. Then on the top of the left corner, receiver. Middle rectangle shape, what do you write? Message. Bottom of the right corner, yes, sender's name. Well done. It's very simple. Yes, children. Now let's pay attention to activity 3 in the worksheet. What are you going to do in this task? Let's read the instructions and see. Activity 3. Circle features of a note. Okay, children. What's the first feature? Yes. Short and simple. Is a note short and simple? Yes, it is. So, circle that feature. Next, heading. Do we write a heading in a note? No, we do not write a heading. Date? Yes, you can write a date. Next one, abbreviations. Okay, you can use them. Pictures. Do we need to draw pictures? No, we do not need them. Extra details? No, we write only the important points in a note. Sender's name? Yes, it is a must. So you have to circle that also. Next one. Dear, is it a must? No, it's not a must. Last one. A clear, necessary message. Yes, dear children, you should write a clear message in a note. Okay, I hope now you understand the important things you have to remember when writing notes. I hope you are ready with your textbook to do the fourth activity. Textbook, page number 65, unit 6, activity 7. Textbook, page number 65, unit 6, activity 7. Here, you have to write a note to a friend. But before writing the note, you have to read the notice in page number 64 in your textbook about drama auditions. Then you have to write a note to Frank informing about the drama audition because he is absent today. Let's read the question first. Jerome's friend Frank likes acting, but he is absent today. Imagine you are Jerome and write a note to Frank informing him about the auditions. Okay, how are you going to write the note now? First, let's write the date. Okay, next, let's write the receiver's name. Who is the receiver? Yes, Frank. Okay, then you have to write the message. Dear children, you can write like this. There was a notice on the school notice board about auditions for the dramas. Then you can mention the date. It will be on 20th September 2021 at 2 p.m. Venue, in the school main hall. What do you ask him? As he likes acting, you can ask him to participate. You can say, "Don't miss this chance. Come and take part." Finally, you have to write the sender's name, Jerem. Now, children, let's arrange the note. Frank, there was a notice on the school notice board about auditions for the dramas. It will be on 20th September 2021 at 2 p.m. in the school main hall. Don't miss this chance. Come and take part. Jerem. Shall I read it to you? Okay. Frank, there was a notice on the school notice board about auditions for the dramas. It will be on 20th September 2021 at 2 p.m. in the school main hall. Don't miss this chance. Come and take part. Jerem. Dear children, here we use most of the words from the given notice to write this note. So when you practice, you will be able to get 5 marks for this question. Okay. There is another activity in your worksheet. That is Activity 5, Workbook page 65, Unit 6, Activity 8. Workbook page 65, Unit 6, Activity 8. I hope you can do it yourself. Try it out, my dear children. Good. Now, I am going to focus your attention to a question from GCE O-level paper in 2015. Question number 6. In your worksheet, look at Activity 6. Are you ready? Yes, I hope so. Shall we read the question? You received the following note from your friend Mevan. Shall we read the note? Dear friend, we are moving to a new house. I need you. Please meet me. Mevan. You are asked to write a reply to Mevan. When you write the reply, you have to include the following. Thank for the note. Ask questions about leaving the old house and about the new house. And then express willingness to meet and give a date. 40 to 50 words you have to use. Right. Shall we read the question? Here, you have to write a note to Mevan. In your reply, what do you need to mention? Yes, you have to thank him and ask questions, why do you leave, and about the new place. And last, you have to tell him that you like to meet him and you should give a date. If you mention all the above things, you will be able to score all the marks for the content. Okay, let's try to write it. You can write it like this. 30th April 2021. Mevan, thank you for the note. Why are you leaving the old house? Where is your new house situated? Sure, I like to meet you. Can you meet me on 2nd May at 9 a.m. at the public library? Pawan. Okay, children. I'd like to revise my lesson now. Today we learnt how to write notes. First we learned the importance of writing them. Then we discussed why we write notes. Next, the features of notes. Then we discussed a note in our textbook. And a question which appeared in GCE O-level paper. So we have learnt a lot about writing for personal purposes. From today's lesson, I wanted to focus grade 11 students' attention on writing notes. Now, children, I am going to wind up my lesson.